But boy, I started seeing something. Jimmy, you can do this. And I kept looking at scripture. I can do all things through Christ. I can do all, not something, I can, all things in my life that God want me to do, I can do it through Christ. I can't do all things for you, but I can do everything God want me to do. Am I communicating with anybody? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So it says, for he has made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made what? The righteousness of God, what? In him. I'm just a righteous God here. All right. Now people don't want to accept that. How can I be God's child and not have everything he had? I got his life, I got his nature, I got his DNA. I'm like God. I got his spirit, I got his love. Mine has to be developed. Come on. I said, mine have to be developed. I have to grow and mature. You can't improve on God. Whatever God was, he is, what he is, he will always be God. But I have to grow. I have to mature. You have to grow. And that's why he gave us his word. And he said, you desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. He did not say, you desire Matlock and CNNI, CSI, and all that. He didn't say that. He said, you desire the sincere milk of the word. That word, and he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you do what? Ask what you will. You get it. Hallelujah. Charles Capps said something, and I'll never forget it. And it's just now it's starting to register on me. He said, there are things you will have to say for 9 months before they'll dawn on you. Some people say it 2 times, they think they got it. See, just because we read that scripture, Jesus said, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he says to come past, he shall have whatsoever he says. And you say, you quote that real like I did for a couple of times. I got it. No, you don't. Let some pressure get on you. Just let a test come up. You won't even mention this scripture. You're so busy talking about your defeat and all what's going on. That's all you need. You can measure yourself. You think you're such a hot dog? Just get under some pressure. And I'm telling you, we in those days, the pressure's going to be there. What are you going to do? What are you going to do when you say, get out of here, devil, and it looked like it get worse? What are you going to do? And you say it, and the next day, get out of here, I rebuke you, get out of here, and they get worse. What are you going to do? Bishop said, that's where you're messing up. You should have went to the words that God said it. God once said, Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law. I said, who said it? God said, now let Satan call God a lie. I said, let Satan call God a lie. Huh? Glory to God. Ooh, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now watch this. I'm gonna close with this. I'm going to be. Ooh, whatever. Galatians 3:13, I want to read. I'm going to show you why he redeemed you from the curse. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law. This is 13. Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. That, listen, why did he do it? That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile. Through who? Through Christ Jesus, that we might receive what? The promise of the Spirit through faith. The promise of the Spirit, Jesus' promise of the Holy Ghost. He will lead us. I'm going to run through the list of some of the things real quick. The coming of the Holy Spirit. First thing Jesus said, he'll teach you all things. Didn't he say? That's the promise of the Spirit. When he shows up, he will teach you what? How many things? Oh, what are you doing over there sitting on the matlock then? You know what I mean by that? I mean, and to be honest, not trying to put nobody down, but boy, some people call themselves churches. You do better sitting on a matlock. And that's no exaggeration. That's just straight out truth. I done heard it. I done seen it. I done been there. I know. And I sit there and I say, I don't believe this. So Christ said that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit. All right? He shall teach us what? All things. He shall bring what? All things to our remembrance. That's the promise of the Spirit. He will testify of me. That's what Jesus said. He's not going to talk about himself. He's going to testify of me. He will guide you into what? All truth. How much truth do you need? He will guide you into how much? All truth. Not some truth. All truth. He will show you things to come. Hello? He will do what? Show you what? Things to come. Jesus said he will take what's mine and show it unto you. That's what he said. He will show you, you are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a body. And all three parts of you, God has so wonderfully provided. It's already done. And he wants the Spirit to show it to you. Teach you. Put it in the word. Written. So when you run across and the devil say, you can't have that. You can say, it's written. It's written. By a stripe you were healed. It's written. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. It's written, Satan. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. It's written.